Were people in the Podfest friendly? Did you feel inclusive in the conversations? Do you think what works in the West will work for us in the East? These were among the few questions that I was subjected to after coming back and interacting with my fellow business members back in Bangalore, India. Of course, we all have different perspectives, different upbringings. This is where we are all diverse. Diversity is not about how we differ. Diversity is all about embracing one other's uniqueness, isn't it? Even in the workplace, it is important to remember that we can have a diverse group of people, but it is how we are all treated that we need to remember is important. Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. In this episode, we are delving into a topic that is not only crucial for organizational success, but also for creating a positive impact in society, that is diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. Implementing this DEI initiatives is not just a checkbox for modern businesses. It's a journey towards creating a workplace that has shared values and celebrates the unique perspectives of every individual. So now we have outlined five key steps to guide you in this transformative process. And let's get started. Our first step is assessment and benchmarking. Before we navigate towards a more inclusive workplace, we need to understand where we are currently standing. And we need to check out with a comprehensive assessment of our workforce demographics so that the policies and practices can be configured accordingly. In one of the organizations where I am consulting, they have different states of India. Each state has diverse perspectives, different upbringings and backgrounds. So when people come here to work, though it is not an international forum, even in the national forum, people coming from diverse backgrounds will have different practices. Therefore, we have to benchmark our policies against industry standards and identify the areas where we can include a diverse environment. So first and foremost, assess your demographics, your current existing workforce, so as to create an inclusive workplace. Now, the step number two is, after the assessment is done, leaders must take the initiative to bring in the diverse culture. Leaders themselves many a time need to undergo training to enhance their understanding of unconscious biases and cultural competence. Let me explain this with an example. In certain organizations, what I have noticed is that people who are speaking the same language start mingling together and they speak in the same regional language where the others start feeling left out. So unconsciously, of course, there is a rapport when you meet somebody from your state and you tend to build a rapport. So this happens unconsciously. So consciously, the leadership has to bring in those kind of efforts, saying that when we are discussing in a common forum, the language that we have to use is the common general language, which is understood by everybody in the meeting. So this is just an example. There are so many other minute things which are there for which we unconsciously start gravitating towards it. So the change has to start from the top, including these kind of efforts will go a long way in bringing about an inclusive culture. Step number three is that as the organizations start growing, we see to it that the workforce also starts expanding, and we will have people from different demographics, different geographical locations joining the organizations. So at such time, a deep dive into the organization's policies is very much essential. Identify and eliminate barriers within recruitment so that your hiring policies and the promotion processes will be in place. There always has to be the language of inclusion and practices so as to create a more welcoming environment for everyone. Now, let's look at step four. In step four, employee resource groups play a crucial role. These groups provide a platform for all the team members to connect, share experiences, and contribute insights. So, when we start building a culture of friendship and support along with the mentorship programs, it can significantly impact the progress and career development of each team member. So see to it that employee resource groups and support networks will bring in inclusivity in the organization. Step number five is that every action has to be tracked. Only when we set measurable goals, we can measure diversity as well and regularly track progress if we are proceeding in the right directions and be transparent about the results. Employee feedback through regular surveys is invaluable, guiding continuous improvement of your workplace environment. So now let's have a quick recap about the five steps which are needed to bring in the diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. Step one is assessment and benchmarking against industry standards to identify areas of improvement. Second step is that how committed the leadership is and they put in efforts to bring in the training, the change will start percolating from the top. Step three is that we need to regularly review and revise policies so as to have this inclusive language. Step four is that support groups and the employee resource groups play an important role in building a culture of support and friendship. Step five is that every activity has to be regularly tracked for progress, and once we are transparent about the results, we can go a long way. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that building a diverse, equitable, and inclusive workplace is an ongoing process. Organizations that put DEI as top priority will bring in innovation, collaboration, and build resilience. So thank you for joining us on this amazing episode of Dream 100 Business Show podcast. Stay tuned for more insights to fuel the success of your business. So until next time, dream big and thrive. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful listener. If you want a free ebook of 33 tried and tested tips of successful business owners, then mail us on dream100@hustle1.com.